welcome to Bonding and Banter.
It's not, it's banter and bonding.
Where we laugh together and we bond forever. I almost said live forever. I don't know why, but
I hope I don't live forever.
So, episode three. Okay, so I got a Snapchat of somebody watching me, the star of the channel last week, because, you know, but I do know the video now.
It's really crappy quality, actually, right now, because I think it's connected to your Wi-Fi.
Oh. Why are you blasting me?
Well, because you have that Blue company, and it doesn't work well.
Oh. I'm thinking about Starlink.
Yeah?
Yeah. What is that? Then that Tesla phone.
Starlink, actually, if you are curious, does have a good promotion ongoing right now where, like, the equipment, because it's usually like $400 or $500.
Yeah, for
it's like,
free.
It's like $89, but you get so many months for free right now or something like that.
I got a friend that has Starlink, so if you use their name, then you get the code.
I also have a friend that has Starlink.
Yeah, so then it's free. You get the equipment free, but you have to stay like in your spot. You can't move it for 3 years.
I'm just curious how well it would work with all the devices.
Not for sure, but I know these people, they probably got everything under the sun hooked up to theirs. Everything.
If it's the same person that I'm thinking of that has children and they probably have all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and these people are techie, so, like, he would probably have laptop, tablet, phones, TV.
I don't think this is the same person.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
He's got all the things.
Well, then there's that, I guess.
Figure it out.
We switched to a different company and got fiber. It's been great so far, but
very nice.
With our house, we have to have 3 different modems.
Oh, to get everywhere.
Well, because we have one in the garage too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah. It's kind of a pain in the butt, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That's great. Mine doesn't, so.
Clearly, this video quality is awful.
Just stop blasting me.
It's fine. Yours is better than mine, so that's okay.
Oh.
So what you got?
Well, I think that you should go first. We got some...
I'm itching.
We got some stuff going on.
I'm itching over here.
You said before we started, I got some stuff.
I have a thing.
A thing. Okay, so...
That we just need to discuss.
Just
and then
it.
I have, you know, our standard questions.
Okay.
But.
Get it.
Your Subway order is ridiculous.
Oh, BT Dubs, hold on. I got something to say about that. Let me get over to
No, you. There's nothing to say. It's a child sandwich. It's ham, American cheese, mayo, on Italian urban cheese bread. That's it. Not toasted, no lettuce, no tomato, no onion, no nothing.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
I was appalled.
What?
Appalled.
It wasn't that bad.
It's not good.
Well,
actually go there and spend like $12-$13 on that.
For my daughter, yes.
Don't lie.
No, for my daughter, yes. My saved sandwich.
You bought it for yourself.
No, okay. No, you bought it for me.
Well, it was $1. I had a coupon. Thank God, because I would have been having a fit.
Okay.
Actually, I already was on the dollar.
So when, like, you ask someone, what do you want, I'm just kind of like, bare minimum, don't be crazy.
No,
like,
I want the lettuce, I want the spinach, I want black olives, I want all of it. Run that thing through the garden.
No, because I'm just like,
It's not extra.
I know it's... I'm not a robot.
It does not cost per vegetable.
I know!
Run it through the garden. I want it all. If I'm paying $14 for a sandwich, I'm getting $14 worth.
When I go order a sandwich.
No.
Listen!
I'm not over it, actually.
I order the Italian sandwich. But when you said.
You got ham.
I know. When you said, what would you like? I'm like, simple, easy. Like, I know I'm going to like it. It's totally fine.
No.
Like,
I would have.
Like, it's totally
on
fine.
The app. Oh, she wants my Italian. So I would have clicked on Italian. Oh, she wants lettuce. I would have clicked lettuce. Oh, she wants tomato. Tomato, look at that. It's not hard.
I know.
Even if I went in there, you know what I'd do? I would put my phone and be like, hey, she wants lettuce, tomato, onion. And I would have watched him put that on there. And then I would have been like, she wants black olive, green pepper and pickles and mayonnaise. And I would have washed it. Had they missed something, I'd be like, no. She wants black olive and mayonnaise.
I think you've had too much time to stew about this.
I've been stewing all day. As I was eating my sandwich, I opened my notes. And I want you to see how I put the...
All that was my sandwich!
That was something. I was like...
And then we're eating it. We're eating lunch together. And she just like kind of like looks at me. And then I'm like nervous to eat my sandwich.
You should have been. I told you, when I picked those sandwiches up, I'm pretty sure that lady, she's a sweet lady, was like, this lady has two children at home, so she bought a 6-inch ham and cheese, and she's going to go eat lunch with her two toddlers.
Okay. Next time.
Little did they know I was going to go have lunch with my 57-year-old coworker.
You know what?
That has no teeth, so we have to eat ham and cheese because we can't chew up the vegetables.
I got fancy bread. I didn't say white bread.
You said that bread with the cheese. You didn't even know what kind of bread it was.
I did say.
Hey, Jack.
Bye, Jack.
Bye, Jack.
I did say cheese bread.
Cheese bread.
I'm sure
that I've literally been waiting for this moment.
You've been appeased all day.
All day. Like, I thought of that at least once on the... Every hour. I'm like, Heather's a child.
You didn't even catch it.
What is happening out there?
Shut the door. This is like when crazy mom... Oh, okay.
I don't think something is going on. I know I'm not making that up in my head.
You didn't even hear me.
What?
You've been appeased about this all day?
Oh, I've been something.
Okay.
All caps. Heather's Subway order. It's the first thing in my notes. I have a whole list of other things, and I put it at the top because I just needed to get that upset. Out there.
She's like, we got some stuff. And I said... So, like, is this stuff, like, serious stuff? And she's like, yeah.
Oh, it's serious.
I said, whoa. Like, dead face. I'm like, is this, like, stuff that's been on CNN? And she goes, it needs to be.
It does. What adult orders a ham and cheese? Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I don't think
that
you are.
I wasn't up to your standards.
Next time, I'm just going to put my own razzle dazzle on there. And if you don't like it, too damn bad.
Sorry, here we go.
I read ham and cheese, but this is what I actually deciphered it as. You're getting lettuce, you're getting something else because you need your roughage because that's not okay.
I need my what?
Roughage.
Roughage?
You never heard of vegetables as roughage to like help you digest because of the fiber?
Fluffage?
Roughage. R.
Okay.
Roughage.
Nope.
Hello?
We are not answering the door. Go away.
Hello?
Don't you have a dad? Go find it.
No.
Everyone can hear this. I'm about to go. I just gotta go.
Everyone knows that I use dark humor as my coping mechanism.
I gotta go be like, what's the sweet mom? I'm gonna go be Roseanne. Hold on.
I love Roseanne. Anyways, my day was great. I worked on some stuff at work and bought Heather a Subway sandwich. That was a child sandwich. And yeah, that was my day. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back.
If I even told you what that it was about, you'd be like super annoyed.
I probably wouldn't because it's your kids and I love them.
So I recently put a passcode on the phone for games because by the time you get back to the phone, it's like crazy, right? You'll never guess what my password... Oh, better not say it online.
Do it!
Almost stupid. Anyway, yeah, so I just needed the passcode. And obviously his dad didn't know because...
Is it like a significant date or something?
No. It's Blueberry.
I love it. That's what I use for when I hack into I don't hack into anything but your kids' stuff, so it's fine.
Which is very much appreciated.
And you know, it's way more frequent than I anticipated.
It really is.
It's fine. Okay, I'm taking this off of my thing now that we've discussed it.
Okay.
I'm probably, do you work tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm probably still going to be upset about it tomorrow. So
fair warning. I'm bringing a Pop-Tart.
You better bring the right kind.
Or I'm strawberry. Okay, let's do this first. Like, this first. Okay,
you're so trying to ruin this whole episode right off the bat.
Yeah. So we last week did a food pairing, and the food pairing was phenomenal. I will give her that. Laura did a phenomenal job at that.
And here you are about to freaking torture me.
Okay. So then we've talked about viewer requests. And a viewer.
I don't know which viewer sent this in. And I'm sorry that I'm about to say this because it's going to offend them. But they are animals.
It actually isn't really a viewer. It's a follower. It's a...
I don't care. Anybody that follows us, tunes in, listens.
Yeah. Okay. So,
anything. This is not okay. On any level.
I just heard...
yeah, but...
Okay, so... they have suggested a food pairing. And when I brought it up to Laura, she's like... And, of course, Laura, we discussed, does not like peanut butter. So we had to, like, go back and, like, I had to make sure that she was good with peanut butter. I think you can see it on one of the videos. Probably wondering what the heck. We have bologna on the table.
Oh, God!
We love bologna. We both love bologna.
Love it.
Okay,
so. It's literally, like, the prime meat. I'll take it over turkey. I'll take it over ham.
Right,
bologna. Oh, God. It's already. Oh, God.
Slathering.
I can smell that peanut butter.
Ooh, me too. Ooh, and the bologna. Mm.
Okay. Oh, God. No, that is way too much.
Okay. Well, I can't put it back in the peanut butter container.
Oh, no.
Okay. How about? Hold it in half.
Oh, no.
And they're going to split it in half.
You have to tell me off air who this is.
Okay, I will.
Heather.
Take it. Okay. Okay, I'm like... A little
nervous. I don't think I'm gonna like bologna after this, and I'm really sad about this.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Not sorry. Okay, get your water ready.
I don't think there's enough water.
I might have to holler at Jack again to come open the door. She can be Kool-Aid man.
Oh yeah. Oh. Okay. Are we shoving this whole thing in or just taking a nibble? Like, are we going?
I'm probably just gonna take a bite. I'm not taking a nibble.
Like out of the fold or out of the top?
I'm like just like. Like pizza style. Like.
Oh, so out of the fold.
Yeah.
I gotta smell it.
Well, whatever.
Oh! You want me to eat this? Heather!
Okay, but I...
You like bologna and you like peanut butter. And you're still having a hard time over there.
It's like, it literally tastes like nothing but bologna and peanut butter. I would not suggest it.
Okay, but, here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, yeah, I'm not going to make you go through that. It's not bad, but it's not a thing.
Okay, you did come with a second option because you knew that I was going to for real struggle with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So then I asked her about
Cheetos. Oh, can you close that peanut butter?
Yeah, my bad. I don't know what to do here.
I'm like, quit wafting it, first of all.
I'm sorry. Okay,
just lick it clean. It'll be fine.
No. That was not good. Okay, so then I asked her about Cheetos, and she does not like Cheetos.
Well, I don't like the hot ones, but I like the jalapeno ones.
Right, so we got jalapeno, cheddar, or Cheetos, and black olives.
I'm totally cool with this.
Okay, so we like both individually.
Is this something you saw online, or is this something you just came up with just, because you know
I just looked it up, and somebody tried it, and I did not read the review.
Got it.
Okay, you try that first because, you know, I had to try the... Oh, you just shoved the whole thing. Well, then I'm just not
doing that's good. That's one I can get behind. Mmm. I like that.
I like that too.
Let me have some more.
Mm-hmm.
Go be in Cindy. Mm-hmm. So, funny story on this whole black olive thing. I actually went through like a 2-year phase where I wouldn't eat them.
Okay.
Because one Thanksgiving, I ate 4 cans of them by myself. Super waiting sick. For the food to get done, and I got so sick off of them.
That's funny. Yeah, that tastes way better than the peanut butter bologna. It's just like one of those things.
Sorry
like,
for my crunching.
No, you're just like one of those things. It's just like it doesn't taste good together. It just tastes like two separate things, which Listen, is gross.
This is better than my supper, and my supper was good.
Sounded like me last week with the Oreos.
I took that home.
Yeah.
And I ate one in front of my kids.
Yeah.
I came back the next day.
Yeah.
Just to get a plain Oreo. Because I didn't want to have to go through the, you know, getting sour cream out of the tub right. so you don't ruin it all.
Mm-hmm.
They ate all of them. So then I look at the sour cream. They ate it with the sour cream.
That's great. That's hilarious. I did tell somebody at work about it. And they were like, okay. And they said they were going
to Okay, one more. Yeah, and then I gotta be done. But this is so good. This I'm gonna take this for a snack, and I can't wait for the reaction.
Like, yo, what you doing? Yeah, it's really good. And I like the. I agree with you about the jalapeno Cheetos.
I like it.
Yeah, same.
I don't like the hot ones though. They make. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like they're giving me an ulcer.
Yeah. That was funny. I thought I'd get that out of the way so we could get the bologna back in the fridge, but get it. It's only a dollar.
That's a superior meat. It will last for days.
Okay.
Now I have Cheetos in my teeth.
Last week we talked about Charlie Kirk that we weren't going to touch that subject.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do have just something like just to say about, just something to say. Okay?
About that or politics in general?
No. Just a general statement. A comment. Yeah. Okay, so his wife does podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Erica.
She has Bible devotionals.
Have it on my phone.
Okay, so great. So I feel like this whole thing that's going down is going to be a God movement, and this is definitely bringing people to the feet of Jesus.
Yeah, sure. And I've had that app on my phone, I want to say for well over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've seen a lot of things online where people are just discovering it. They're going to it. Yep. But I've also seen a lot of people who were necessarily religious online saying that they were going to the church for the first time in years.
Yep.
Or even the first time ever.
Yep.
And they didn't know what to wear. They didn't know where to sit. They didn't know how to go, but they knew they just needed to go.
Yep.
And the comments were so uplifting. They were like, nobody cares what you wear. Nobody cares. Just show up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, where are you at? If you're with me, we'll go in together.
Absolutely.
It was awesome.
Yep. I have a friend on Snapchat, and I don't know that she listens or anything, but, I've been seeing her post a lot more about reading the Bible, like doing Bible studies and stuff. I'm like, this is super. Like, this is going to be a God movement.
Yeah,
sure.
It's obviously tragic that it took something of that nature to have something
absolutely
of this magnitude happen.
Because
I think that this is just the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But knowing his beliefs.
Yes.
Because I did watch a lot of his videos. There were things that I didn't necessarily agree with him on, 100%, obviously.
Right.
But when it came to religion as a whole, that's what he would have wanted out of this.
Absolutely, so, I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. So, that's my little
comment. Okay. Well, yeah. So, what else you got?
I kind of want to do this other thing.
Okay.
so not ask questions. This might take up a few minutes of our time, but I think this is funny because some of the things like I know, but I didn't know. Okay. So I'm gonna ask you questions.
Okay.
They're phrases. They're like words. Is it this or is it this? Like, is the true like use of this word here or is the true use of this word here? Okay. So,
okay, anybody that is an English major or language arts major, don't come for me. I went to a school, 1A, in Kansas, super small, and let's be real, I did not put in a whole lot of effort, so don't come for me.
Okay, so is it adverse or averse?
Adverse.
Okay, two words that are two words with only A, D to tell them apart. They're used two differently, very differently. Okay? So adverse, the cat had an adverse reaction to the medicine. The cat was averse to taste the medicine. Okay?
So they're both right?
Yeah. A person.
This is trick questions. This is not okay.
Is averse about something, whereas a thing or situation is adverse.
I already don't do well with tests, and you're giving me a test that no matter what I answer, I'm going to fail.
Yeah. That's the whole point of this.
Awesome.
Okay. Effect or effect?
Depends on how it's used. Like, there's cause and effect, or how does something affect you?
Okay. I like it. You're doing great. Okay.
I have to just give examples for all of this?
I mean, yeah, but, you know, like, there's going to be things like this is going to be one that is going to be right or wrong.
Okay.
Okay, chomping at the bit or champing at the bit?
Chomping.
Wrong.
Chomping.
Wrong. It's champing.
No.
Although many people say chomping, so you won't raise any eyebrows if you say it incorrectly. It's chomping.
Crick or creek?
No, the phrase
answer
has
it.
Been around.
You going down to the creek or are you going down to the creek?
Down to the creek.
You wash or wash?
I wash.
Oh no!
It's a wash rag.
It's a wash cloth.
I mean, you know.
Is it George Washington?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like telephone. Did it get mixed up through the years?
It's telephone. How else is it pronounced?
No. You know, like when you play telephone.
Oh,
like
the game. Here. Okay.
It's a telephone. Phone?
I was confused. Okay, go ahead.
So in 1577, it was around, okay, when referred to horses anxiously grinding or champing their teeth before a race.
No, chomping.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Deep seated or deep seated?
Seated.
It's having its seat far beneath the surface.
No, it's putting that seed deep down in there.
Seated.
I'm over it. Game over. You win.
First come, first serve, or first come, first served?
Served.
Good job! For all...
all intensive purposes?
How did you know? Intensive purposes or for all intents and purposes?
I'm going to say and purposes.
It should be for all intents and purposes. Okay. Hone in or home in?
Home.
You're just going with everything that's opposite.
Whatever I think it is, I'm choosing the opposite. That's
been
my strategy.
Never say honing in. You home in. Homing in initially describes carrier pigeons. You hone, on the other hand, means to sharpen as a knife. So you home in. Home in. Okay. In regard to or in regards to?
I feel like this one's tricked. In regard to.
Yes. Or better yet, just say regarding.
Is that the note on there?
Yes.
Look at you.
Should of or should have?
Should have.
You said should of. Well, you should have picked the second version. Should have.
I do know that one, that's proper grammar.
Tough road to hoe or
excuse me?
Tough road to hoe or tough row to hoe?
I'm gonna say row because you row hoes or hoe rows and you don't hoe roads.
Can a road ever be easy to hoe? To make sense, it should be tough row to hoe.
First of all, I don't know where that came from because I've never heard
farming,
of that.
Farming.
I mean, I get it. I grew up in an agricultural...
There are many rows.
I grew up in an agricultural state, but I've never heard that.
And some can be much harder to hoe than others. Ask any farmer.
Who is hoeing things these days?
Okay. It's tow, T-O-W, the line, or T-O-E, the line. Tow the line.
T-O-E.
Very good. No one knows where this phrase originated. Not even Laura. Maybe from runners putting their toes on their marks in the race. But we should toe the line.
Okay, that was fun for a minute. Until you got hateful.
That was something. I don't want to do that again. I literally, everything, except for a couple, I did know. But if I questioned it, I just picked the opposite of what my brain initially said.
Yeah, yeah. You did really good at picking the opposite.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Note to self, I'm dumb. And I just speak improperly all the time.
I think we all do, because I didn't know some of those, too.
Some of them?
I went to school in Iowa. All right, what do you got, Laura?
So I had a listener send in a few questions.
Okay.
I have to use my phone for this.
Okay.
Because I know this isn't it, but I need you to... Hold on. Okay. You'll understand in a second.
Okay.
How do you say...
Worcestershire.
How do you say it? Worcestershire sauce. How do you say it?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Don't even start with
Worcestershire
me.
Sauce.
Yeah, what do you say?
Wash your sister sauce.
Wash your sister sauce.
Yeah. I'll never say another word. Wash your sister sauce.
Okay, what did she say again?
Hold on.
Worcestershire.
Nope.
Worcestershire.
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 I'm not saying that.
We are not Worcester nothing sureing about it.
Worcestershire.
Nope.
At least that's how Google's pronouncing it.
Yeah, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, no. Sorry, Worcestershire.
Wash your sister sauce.
Yeah, I agree.
I've always said that, and everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, especially when I say Worcestershire. There's like, where are we going? That was a viewer.
That was, or a listener, or whatever.
Okay.
Another one is, do I want to get serious or skip that one for now? Let's go, would you rather eat a nightcrawler or lick a wad of chewed gum that you found under your desk when you were in school?
I probably kissed half those people anyway, so if I'm
going
to lick
I'm
the
going
gum.
Gum.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's there, it's hard. It's lost all germs. They've all done died.
Yeah.
I would rather just and be done. Than,
yeah. No. Can't
I've actually one. Watched somebody eat a nightcrawler before.
Mm-mm.
Obviously, substances were involved when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then immediately, it came back.
Yeah. Gum all the way.
Gum.
Yep.
100% of the time.
Yep.
Okay. Not even, no shame in that.
No. Yeah. Mm-mm.
I would pull that gum off and put the whole thing in my mouth and chew on it before I ate a nightcrawler.
You break a tooth, but yeah, maybe.
I don't care. I know where my dentist office is. They can fix me back up. I am That's not right. putting a nightcrawler in my That's, mouth.
Yeah.
No.
Ugh. All right, anything else? What else?
Oh, yeah, I've got five more.
Okay.
We can save some for next week, or we can just do them all, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, let's do them all.
Okay. If you were a flower, what kind would you be and why?
Oh. My favorite flower is a sunflower.
Okay.
And I feel like...
Because Kansas is far superior than where you grew up, and you know it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway. Sorry, Iowa. Sunflower.
Does Iowa even have a state flower?
Yeah, everybody has a state flower.
What is it?
Yeah, Laura.
What
everybody
is it?
Everybody has a state flower.
Oh.
What? I'm just like trying to refresh my memories. And my phone won't open. That's Jesus saying, girl, you lying. So I would say a sunflower just because, like, you know, I'm bubbly. I like to smile. I like to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows. So I feel like sunflower would be, like, the best to describe me. Are you Googling it?
I am.
Oh, well, good, then I won't.
A prairie rose.
Oh, I don't even know what that
is. It's ugly.
But...
Here.
Oh, that looks like something that my grandma had in her front yard.
I mean, it's beautiful.
My grandma probably wouldn't even care.
Well, I don't know your grandma, so.
Well, she's a lovely lady.
Oh.
How
did you turn out to be?
What about... I'm a sunflower. What about you? What flower are you?
Spider lily.
Okay. I don't like those.
Okay, that's fine. I don't like sunflowers, so.
I don't even know what a spider lily is.
Here.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're fun.
Wow, yeah, absolutely you are. I love those. Those look exactly like a spider.
Aren't they fun?
They are. Where do you even get those
at? I don't know. I'm not a flower girl.
Yeah.
But it's just cool.
It very
it's
much
not
is.
Like a standard flower.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why I like it.
Yeah, I like that. Cool.
Yeah. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Let me get back to my list. What would your Ben and Jerry's flavor be called if it was made after you?
Sunshine Rainbow. I have no idea. Why are you doing that?
Sunshine and rainbows.
I'm sunshiny and rainbowy. I don't know. What about yours?
Stressed out strawberry. 100%. Final answer. Call it.
I love that. Oh. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Okay, glad you couldn't disappoint.
That's what I'm here for. If you could choose to have any superpower, what would you choose and why?
I mean, this goes against every biblical thing there is, okay, but...
Mm-hmm. It's a superpower, of course it does.
Seeing into the future, like, I just want to know that, like, my kids are going to be okay in the future. I want to know that, you know, like, I'm still a good person in the future. Stop it! Anyway, like, just seeing into the future, I think that, you know, that would be cool.
Okay.
What about you?
I would time travel.
Okay. Oh, so you could go forward or backwards.
I would want to go backwards. That way I could spend more time.
Yeah.
In different moments.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Cool.
If all the adults on Earth, on Earth lost their memory for 24 hours, what do you think your kids would take advantage of the most on that day?
Oh, my gosh. That the pool is actually open and the park is actually open.
That it's not illegal to put the light on in the car while you're driving at night.
And that we didn't have breakfast and that I already said that we could have ice cream. I don't know. That we could build forts all day and they didn't have to go to school. Everything. Not one thing. Everything. They would take advantage of everything.
I think, yes. But I think mostly my kids would take advantage of the fact that they know if they get in trouble at school, their punishment is 50 times worse at home.
Oh, okay.
Especially if it comes down to they were being disrespectful to a teacher or a staff member.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, if they get in trouble because they have been tardy 4 times.
Right, right. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
If, you know, they just haven't turned in assignments.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have consequences at home, but if I find out they're being blatantly disrespectful to
right, absolutely
any adult that is employed by the school district,
mm-hmm.
50 times worse
yeah.
at home.
Yeah, yeah. So they would probably take advantage
of
school time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Because they each have a teacher that they just don't like, and yeah. I think that that would get
hairy fast.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Kids aren't dumb.
No.
Yeah.
And then last question, you kind of spoke on this a little bit without, but if you could find out how and when you die, would you?
No, I think that if it's time, I just want to go.
I'm also very similar to that. I'm also very similar to that simply because I don't want to know, because then I'm counting down the minutes and I'm worried about, okay, mm-hmm. I've only got 3 days mm-hmm. or 6 years
yep.
or
yep.
27 years. Yep. Like,
right, right.
I just want to live in the moment and yep. enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't want to worry, oh, is this the last time that I'll see this person, or
right.
is this the last time I'm going to this place?
Right.
Or,
yep.
I wouldn't want to know.
Yep. Yeah, that would be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Super.
Hard pass.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, well, that wraps up my listener
sweet
inquiries
sweet.
For the week.
Okay.
If you guys have any more, feel free to send them over to our Facebook page or directly to one of us, and we would love to chit chat about it.
Yeah, or your food combos that you just think would be so great.
Stay away from peanut butter, please.
Or don't.
And green olives. Don't do that either.
Okay.
Black olives.
Sardines. Anything weird. Today we were talking about it. She was trying to guess. And she, what is it called? Marmite? What is that? What was it called?
Vegemite.
Vegemite. She's like, okay, first off, is it sardines? No. I said no. Yeah, I don't want sardines or tuna or, you know, anything crazy. Ice cream would be kind of hard to do just because I've seen a lot of ice cream and pickles or ice cream and hot Cheetos. That would be hard to do because, you know, like, we'd have to do it first. But I think the element of surprise is the best.
Yeah, I agree. Green olives, though. I can get down with that.
Right?
Green olives.
Yeah. Uh-uh. What is your favorite condiment?
Mustard.
Mm, okay.
Yours?
I would have to say like Chick-fil-A sauce now that it's in a bottle.
I'm not a big fan. I buy it regularly.
Because of the kids. Yeah.
But not. I actually like their Polynesian sauce better.
Oh, okay. I've never tried it.
It's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, as just a general whole, mustard is
top
notch.
Okay. Well, whatever. Gross.
That or I'm a big Duke's Mayo fan.
I cannot get on the bandwagon.
Of Duke's or just Mayo?
The Duke's.
Really?
Mm-mm. Like, if I could do it, like, no, can't. No, I lied.
Growing up, whenever we had Mayo, it was always Hellman's.
Okay.
And then when I moved out, it was, we just always bought Miracle Whip. That's what Cole used growing up. Mm-hmm. We always had it growing up, too, but, so it was always just Hellman's.
Yeah.
Or Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Well, then one day I saw this recipe. I think it had to have been on TikTok. And she specifically said it has to be Duke's.
Okay.
Because of the flavor profile.
Okay.
I was hooked.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I can't get on the bandwagon.
I don't buy Miracle Whip anymore.
Okay.
Unless I make something that needs Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Like, no, just Duke's.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, mustard. Final.
Okay.
So, I watched the entire first season of Wednesday.
Yeah!
It was significantly better than I anticipated.
Oh, good!
If you're anticipating on watching it, tune out for about 3 minutes, because I'm about to spoil it.
Okay.
You finished the first season, correct?
Yeah, the whole first season.
So, about the second or third episode to the end, I knew it was Tyler.
Okay.
Like, just by how he interjected himself in everything, how he was being super nice.
Mm-hmm.
I did not anticipate that therapy lady one bit. What's her name?
I don't remember.
The redhead.
Yeah.
It's always the redhead.
I know, right?
I should have guessed that.
Yeah, I know, right?
I did not anticipate that. So that was a huge shock, but I knew that Tyler was involved somehow.
I did not know that he was involved until like the end. Like, I was like, wait, what? Like,
no, I knew as soon as he was interjecting himself, he was always around, he was being super nice, and just the fact that he was the sheriff's son.
Okay,
like,
yeah, that makes sense.
It's always somebody close.
Right.
And so that was my guess. And I even told Cole, I was like, I think it's Tyler. And he's like, there's no way. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure.
Did Cole like it?
He only came in for bits and pieces.
Okay.
So I don't know if he did or not. We didn't really discuss it. But yeah, I guess that. But that therapy lady, she took me for a spin.
That's hilarious. So you're already ready for the second season?
I started it. Yeah. I only made, so last night I started it, but I only watched probably 20 minutes of it.
Okay.
Because I was like, wait, I have to stop and tell Heather and I talk about this because I'm not going to be able to decipher where the end was. And I'm going to spoil it because I don't know if you've watched it at all.
No,
not but really. I was like, I'm going to mention something and I'm going to ruin it for her.
That's
I don't want to do that.
Right, yeah.
So I stopped it.
So I need to get
in
on
the
it.
Middle of an episode, which I don't ever do.
So I need to get on it.
Yeah.
Cody and I have been talking about this. I was like, I watched all the Harry Potter, so she's supposed to be watching.
I watched Wednesday. All of, granted, you watched significantly more TV than I did for this.
Oh my gosh, I was like, I'm still Harry Potter out.
Yeah. I'm not Wednesdayed out.
Oh,
because
good.
Now I'm like, okay, where are they going to take this storyline?
Yes.
It's not a spoiler alert. Her brother is now going to Nevermore with her.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
I'm interested to see
how this
all plays out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. Okay. Great. We'll have to keep up on that one.
Yeah.
Let's not, like, watch it, like, binge watch it the next week.
I had to. I only had a week to.
I know, but I mean just, like, the new one, because I don't have that much time.
We could do, like, an episode a week.
That's true.
I think there's, like, 7 or 8 episodes.
Okay, we could do that.
So we could watch an episode and do, like, a weekly check-in.
Okay,
which could entice our listeners to also watch one a week.
That's true. Otherwise, we're going to spoil it for them. They'll be like, well, we can't watch it now. Schnooze, you lose.
Not my problem. We gave you fair warning. Here's your warning.
That is so photosynthesis. Not so good. Okay.
Photosynthesis? So,
when you eat lunch on the
weekend. Photosynthesis?
When you eat.
No, lunch. You're not skipping that. Photosynthesis.
Okay, it's pretty funny, huh?
Is that really what you meant to say? Or is that just what came out?
No, I got more.
All right, hit me.
Okay, what do you eat? When do you eat lunch on the weekends? Like, is it normal time, or are you just like when you're hungry? You know, because like when
usually
you're
usually 3 p.m.
Okay.
Because I forget. Yeah. And then by 3 p.m. I'm like starving, and I'm like, I have to eat something.
And then at 6 you snack, or you have another meal.
No, so at 3 I'll eat like something small, like just a small snack to hold me over till supper.
Yeah.
Unless we're out doing something. Like if, like this weekend we're going to be going to a fun day in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
For my grandma's dedication thing. So we'll be there, so I'll be eating all the food.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Because you have to.
Absolutely.
But yeah, usually I'm just so busy that I forget, and then I look up and I'm like, oh. So usually like a package of like those cheddar crackers or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just enough to hold me over till supper.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get full and then not eat supper and then be starving at 8:30, 9 o'clock. Because I don't really like to eat after 8.
Yeah.
Because then I don't know, my body doesn't want to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you?
On the weekends, it varies. Like, sometimes we have a late breakfast, you know, because, like,
I don't get up.
Yeah, not that. Like, we just, like, Cody's, like, usually off doing something, and Jack's just following, like, so we don't have
breakfast.
We don't usually just have breakfast right away. So, usually a late breakfast, and then a late lunch, and then we usually probably just snack a little bit for supper, or, like, you know, throw a pizza in or something. But late. Yeah, thank you. That was annoying.
Do you still hear it?
No. That is so funny.
Last week you were like ASMR and now you're like, that's annoying.
Also, peanut butter and bologna is so illicit.
I gotta know who that was.
I'll tell you, because I don't know that they'll even. Trent from work. He said that his family eats peanut butter and salami. So when I googled it, it was not salami. It was the fad or the rave is peanut butter and bologna. And I like bologna, but I like salami too. And I eat more salami than I eat bologna. And I'm
you
not
are ruining
salami. So that was the thing. Yeah, Trent, he thought that was, you know, he's like, everybody raves about it. So I can't wait to go tomorrow. I don't know if he'll be there. But anyway, tell Trent that it was
disgusting.
Yeah, it was not.
I didn't even try it. It was disgusting.
It was not even.
I tried to order salami yesterday for my Walmart pickup order, and they outed me, and it really made me mad.
That's ridiculous.
I got my pepperoni because I wanted to make Caesar salad sandwiches.
Yeah.
Can't make it without salami.
Yeah, because I was coming over for that.
We were actually supposed to have that tonight. I was going to bring you one.
Oh, well.
I know.
Walmart would blast them.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart stinks.
So I sent you, I don't know if it was TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, something. I sent you a video about NASA.
Okay, so I have another one. You know how everybody says, I'm going to touch
on
that.
Oh, I sent you another one about the birds, too. Did you see that one?
That was weird. I don't get that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
so. Well, people think that birds are actually, like, the government spying on us, like they're
that is hilarious.
So now that the government shut down,
they ain't seeing no birds. So funny.
Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Somebody came in today and they were talking about The Simpsons and foreshadowing like all these things, right? The Simpsons foreshadow or the Simpsons prophesy.
It has predicted a lot of things.
Listen to me. How about the government is pulling it from The Simpsons and taking it instead of the Simpsons prophesying it. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't think that you're probably incorrect. I'm 100% aware of that conspiracy.
Yeah.
They think that the writer of The Simpsons is a time traveler. Like, that's the conspiracy.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay.
So, like, he's from the future.
Okay.
Time traveling, writing these episodes.
Okay.
But, yeah, I could...
I think that's far-fetched, but whatever.
But every conspiracy is centered around the government. Like, what conspiracy or, like, a government entity, like NASA.
Yeah, right. Right.
That receives lots of government funding.
Right.
What conspiracy do you know of that doesn't have anything to do with the government?
Nothing, because that's why I can't say it. That's why
it's a conspiracy, though, because if it didn't involve the government, no one would care.
Right. Okay, so are we discussing NASA? Or are we not?
Oh, I don't care.
So
they're going to take my house to the moon?
Maybe we should just, like, play it. Was it on TikTok?
I don't know.
I think it was on TikTok. It was definitely on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, because it was Stitch. Because someone had reacted to it.
Yeah, you scared me.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me find it. Yeah, I was, like, jumping up and down. She sent it to me, like, early in the morning. And I'm jumping up and down in my bathroom. And I'm just like, this is so funny!
I'm telling you.
Okay, I hope I can play it.
To the moon, and we're gonna have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome. Like, here I come. Oh, here.
And that's what, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold up. What was that? One more time? This is the first time we're gonna send humans to the moon, and we're gonna have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome. Like,
I thought we'd done this before with technology that was less powerful than what we carry in our pockets all the time. You're telling me no? Wait, this is the first time, but you've been gaslighting us for years, telling us that we're crazy for saying you didn't do that. This reminds me of something. Oh, what was it?
The scariest moment of the journey.
Scariest. It didn't happen. It could have been scary.
Yeah, that. maybe not a joke. Also,
why has nobody been here in such a long time?
That's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question.
Oh.
Send humans to the moon, and we're gonna have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome. Like,
yeah. Anyway, I jumped up and down. I did not watch actually the whole thing, but now that I'm seeing it all, that's pretty funny. I just jumped up and down. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
so conspiracy theory. Did we land on the moon?
And who is Buzz Aldwin? Alden Buzz. Buzz Aldrin.
Dude, he was the first guy on the moon.
Oh, see? Yeah.
Or the second one. He was on that spacecraft.
And they didn't do it.
I think Armstrong was the first one. Okay. But Buzz was the second one. That was long before my time.
Yeah. Oh, really? You sure?
Yeah.
I got a 57-year-old lady to see the sandwich with me.
Oh, goodness.
Gosh. Okay,
anything else you want to speak on that?
No photosynthesis. I bet that one.
6-7. this one's a good one. What's a fear you want to overcome?
None. I think we've already talked about fears.
I don't think we have.
Oh, well, my fear is losing one of my children, right?
But... how do you ever overcome that fear? Like, what's a tangible fear that you can overcome? Because as a mom, you're never going to get over that.
I'm never going to get over any of my fears.
What's one of your fears?
The dark.
Are Are you afraid of the dark, or are you afraid of what's in the dark?
I just like the whole thing. Like, I just don't like it. Like, I have a nightlight in my bedroom. And my husband...
You're in your 30s.
My husband... Yeah. Okay. And my husband allows it because he has hit his knee on the end of our bed a few times. We have, like, a bench at the end of our bed.
Well, he's just blind.
So he's just... He allows it. So, I allow... To allow it. I think that...
Oh, because you have to have control.
Yeah, I made him think that it's his idea, but it's like, nope, because I need it for my sanity. And I don't even, like, I should not admit this, but, like, I don't even let my kids go to bed without a light on because I'm afraid for them. Dead serious.
You're joking.
No, I ask Keegan if he's okay before he goes to bed, and he's like, yeah. I'm like, you good, Jack? And he's like, yeah. And Link, she's like, turn the lights on. I'm like, are you sure you want that? And she's like, yes. I'm like, but you know what could happen?
Nothing.
I don't say that.
Nothing.
It's scary. Cody and I went trapping one time when we lived in Ellsworth, like, you know, 10 years ago now. Anyway, we went in the dark. Like, it was, the sun was going down. We walked 12 miles, I swear, around Swati's field. I'm just like, bro, I'm over it. Well, then to come back down, you're coming out of the pasture, down a hill, to this, like, creek, and I'm like, then you have to jump it. Anyway, petrifying. And then you go through the woods. I'm like, no.
Did you have a flashlight?
I was pregnant with Lynx. Cody had the flashlight.
So what are you worried about?
You know where he was? 15 feet in front of me. And I'm like, hello, get back here. And he's like, are you tired? Yeah, I don't have long legs or big feet. Get back here.
He's having big feet. Have anything to do
I don't know. Me. He's just walking fast. And it scared me.
Maybe he's afraid of the dark secretly. So he's in a hurry to get back to the vehicle.
Well, then we should walk together because I would be afraid
no.
if he was walking behind
he's
me.
Like, you're the bait. If someone's coming, it's going to get hurt first. I'm going to keep booking it to the vehicle. That's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, my God.
That does not involve the government, right there. Cody's actually afraid of the dark.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It explains so much.
Cody! He'd be like, what? That would be so, that would answer a lot of questions.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, why are you running?
Well.
He probably thought I was chasing it. That was probably his way to get rid of me. Do it. Okay, JK. Kind of. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's a conspiracy theory.
Okay, next topic. God!
Okay, I don't have any topics. Oh, I do. Guess what? You're still in shock. You coming back?
I'm back. Go ahead.
I'm not going to go there. If you could house any wild animal, what would it be and why?
Wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
That's native to our area or just worldwide?
Whatever.
A snail.
Well, that's pretty cool. Why? Why a snail?
Because it's not going to attack me in the dark.
Heather!
Easily containable.
That's hilarious. A snail.
What's your animal?
Well, of course I would not have an animal. Okay, but...
If you had one.
Yeah, a skunk.
You had a bobcat.
I do. It's not real.
It's real.
It's real dead. A skunk. But like...
A descented one?
I just wanted a skunk.
I've actually looked into this, and they're illegal to have in Kansas, or else I would own one.
Oh, that's crazy.
100% would own one.
That's crazy.
Because they're so cute.
I might know a game warden.
I do know a game warden. What does that have anything to do with it?
I don't know. Maybe
they're just going to look the other way.
Maybe he could just let us pet it. I don't know. You know what another conspiracy theory is? Is that there is a house, somebody in Culver, Kansas.
Has a puma. Or a cheetah or something.
Yeah.
A very large cat.
A mountain lion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what they say. But every time I go through
there. I drive past it hundreds of times. Me too.
I'm
never there.
Nothing. I try to look through the window. Not like I get out of my car, but yeah. Nothing.
Look through the window?
Idiots.
That's creepy. You're going to get stalking charges trying to look at this mountain.
No, I said it's not like I get out of my car or anything.
Okay, but I think you can still get stalking charges from just driving by.
To look for a cat? I'd be like, I'm just looking for kitty cat. It's killing all the chickens. They said that.
Who's they?
Well, when I went to the Culver City Council. Oh. Drama. Don't go or do. Tell Ashley Trohey for
him. So, before you got here. Oh, that's an interesting one. Why?
I got nothing.
Oh, that's funny.
Just not sharing with the group.
It's a... I can't. It was a message from one of my coworkers.
Oh.
I'll show you later. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I get you.
I saw that your drawer is fixed.
Okay, so I asked my husband twice. I said, have you listened to our podcast? And he's like, no, I don't know where to find it. I'm not sending it to him because he's more than capable of finding it. If he cared about me in my life. Okay, but anyway. So then I had mentioned that we might have talked crap about him on the drawer. So guess what he did last night?
He fixed your drawer.
Because he knew that we were doing the podcast tonight.
It got done.
Mm-hmm.
Little do you know, I just meant Cody.
It is on my list of things. No, you did not.
No, but how funny was that?
I was going to say, he just worked at the neighbor's house yesterday, too. So he was probably super beat. And he, like...
Keep going.
And he's probably like, I gotta get this drawer done so she doesn't give me any static for being at the neighbor's house. Anyway.
Yeah, your homegirl over here said, hey, Cody.
No, you didn't. Listen. Actually, whatever, I appreciate it.
Listen, when I'm cooking in your kitchen, I'm gonna appreciate it too. So really, it was a honey-do thing for me.
It really did. Yeah, then he says this morning, he was like, maybe it was last night, doesn't matter. He was like, that drawer, that's so nice. And I said, really? And he's like, yeah, for $10 I should have got an easy close. So then this morning.
But then you'd have to do an easy close on all the other ones.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, so like I.
Because you would get in the habit of easy closing that one, and then you'd be slamming all your other ones.
Okay, so then this morning I get up and Jacqueline's waffles and the scissors are in that drawer. So I like kind of jolt on it. I was like, ooh, this thing's nice. So like, Dad did fix it.
He told me, and he was like, hey, you gotta come, because I was in here setting things up. And he's like, you gotta come check this out. And I'm like, oh God, this could either be really good or really bad. And
did
I'm
you
like,
get a new tool that Heather can't know about? Yeah. Because I can't keep secrets.
Yeah. And I walk out there, and he's like, check it out. And I'm like, check what out? And he's just like, he nods and said, check it out. Okay, Cody, you're going to be a little more specific than check it out. He's like, the drawer. So I walk over there and I'm like, what about it? He's like, pull on it.
He's so proud.
So I pulled on it and I was like, oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He was so proud of himself. Yeah.
He should be. That was an accomplishment. About a 1 year coming accomplishment.
1 year?
Okay, well.
We've lived here for 8, and it's been a problem since.
Okay, you're right, because I've been frequenting your establishment for several years, and it's always been broke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm really proud of him, and I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I'm super proud.
We are at 58 minutes, so I have one last question to wrap it up.
Okay.
What is something you've never told anyone? Not because it's a secret, but because you've just never told anyone.
Nice job. I don't have anything.
Oh, you had to have something.
I don't know. I tell people everything.
No, like, no, you don't.
Like, I bite my toenails?
That's disgusting.
I don't do that.
We can't be friends anymore.
I don't do
Friendship
that.
Friendship card revoked.
I'm like, what?
You're on your own.
What would be so funny?
Not that. Not that.
I don't know. What about you?
I had the biggest crush on Lance Bass growing up.
Who didn't? I dated a kid. We lived in Goddard, Kansas, okay? It, don't even ask. Like, I've been everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere.
Okay, so anyway, Goddard, Kansas, and this kid, he was like, will you be my girlfriend?
He had a crush on Lance Bass, too, didn't he?
Probably. He looked just like him.
Oh, you lived every girl's dream.
Literally, but for like 3 days.
Now Lance Bass is gay and he's married and has a kid.
Like or two 3 days something. Because we moved. Anyway, and the only reason I knew who Lance Bass was because my
friend. NSYNC!
The only reason I knew who he was is because.
Bye.
So, Evan and Beth. They lived across the catty corner from us, and I would get to go to their house, and Beth had pictures of NSYNC, the Jonas Brothers,
and maybe Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block.
There was another three-grouper. It was the Jonas Brothers. No. Who was the three?
I feel like Jonas Brothers came way after. That's like mid-2000s.
Who? There was three brothers. Somebody let us know in the comments.
Three brothers.
Yeah.
And this would have been in the 90s.
Okay, I'm so offended. Yes. It was literally
was it the Wahlbergs?
I don't even know what that
Marky
was.
Mark?
But I feel like that was, no, what? No.
He did a song and then his brother was in a band.
There was three brothers and they had like long hair. Not all long hair, but anyway.
And they were popular? I feel like...
I mean, they were popular enough to have a poster. She probably got it at the Scholastic Book Fair.
She got book fair money?
I know. They were so cool people.
I'm probably going to be disappointed when somebody questions this because I am a music nerd.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so anyway. It was probably before your time.
Well, I mean, I was born in the mid-90s, but I like all music.
I probably would have been, I don't know, third grade, fourth grade. Probably, I would say... Second,
so 1976,
third,
got it.
I was one. I was six then. I've been like the first grade then. But thanks. At least you didn't say the 60s. Like you were an adult. Anyway. Yeah, so I learned
three brothers and they all had long hair?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I would remember the poster. Like, bring back that Scholastic Book Fair poster, and I'll be able to be like, that was it.
Hmm.
Pretty sure it was the Three Brothers. Who is Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Like, that's kind of, like, who I'm picturing at the moment. Like, maybe just his haircut, but, and maybe it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and it wasn't, like, actually.
It was the brothers off of Home Improvement?
Maybe. That's how I'm feeling at the moment. I'm like, what did
It wasn't even a band one. Right. Heather didn't get to listen to music, so she thought a Home Improvement poster was a boy band.
But for real, I didn't. I like country music. That was it. So
Home Improvement was pretty country.
No, I meant country music. Anyway, I'm going to do some research, and I'm going to get back to you on that.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Well, that is all I've got for this week.
Okay.
So, if you have any questions or topics you want us to discuss, go ahead and send them over to us. That's...
Enjoy episode 3.
We will see you next week.